The Labour Senator John Whelan, who's on the line now. John Whelan, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jonathan.
You certainly annoyed many of your colleagues in government, I would suspect, at the weekend by referring to the Cabinet as grey-haired old men who are detached from the lives of working families. Are you rowing back from that comment, or is it something you stand over?
No, I'm not rowing back from it. It is what I said. I think I would like to explain, though, that I didn't mean it to be anyway sort of a smart aleck or a personal slight on anyone. And some people have contacted me saying they found it offensive and ageist, and I want to apologise for that. That's not what I meant. It's a well-known and a well-tried metaphor, grey men in grey suits, you know, and it's very easy in the corridors of Leinster House and for the mandarins in the Department of Finance to become detached from the impact of their decisions. And what I'm merely doing is trying to hold the government of the day to account, which I think is one of my responsibilities, and also to reflect and represent the apprehensions of the families and the women that are coming to me concerned over this child benefit.
I'm just going to ask you, how are you more connected to your electors than they are? With due respect, you're a senator, so you're there at the behest of your party and your party leader, effectively. So how are you connected?
Well, I mean, I'm on the ground here day in, day out, and available to meet people at all times, 24/7. And I can assure you, I'm not detached, and I know full well from my own experience, from my own family experience, and from the families that I'm encountering, the importance of child benefit. It's not a luxury. It's to pay for food, and it's to dress and clothe kids. So I'm not at all detached from that reality, and I think there are other options.
But are you saying Pat Rabbit and Eamon Gilmore and all of them, Brendan Howland and all of the Labour ministers who sit around the cabinet table, those grey-haired old men, they don't get that, they don't hear that from their constituents, the people who put them there?
Well, I would like to remind you that Labour are in government with Fine Gael, and my understanding is that Fine Gael stoutly refused to consider or countenance a temporary 3% levy on high earners, and by high earners I mean people earning in excess of 100 or 120,000, and they preferred
some hair is greyer in cabinet than others. Is that the point you're making?
No, they prefer to choose to tax children instead, and I find that reprehensible, and I'm challenging it. I mean, would it be better if I said nothing about it or went around whispering behind people's backs?
Charlie Flanagan, who I think he would share a constituency with you if you were in the Dáil, he was quick on Twitter to say it was crass hypocrisy for you to attack Mr. Gilmore, and he's called on you to leave Labour. And this is the quote: "With the same speed and vigour you left Fianna Fáil, were you in Fianna Fáil at one point in the past?"
No, I'm sure there's nothing wrong with anyone being a member of Fianna Fáil. I myself was never a member of any political party ever. As 30 years as a journalist, the only party I've ever been a member of is the Labour Party. I intend to stay a member of the Labour Party, and I'm a committed member of the Labour Party. I don't know what that remark was based on. I think it was tweeted in the early hours of the morning. Someone told me on Saturday night. I didn't respond to it on Twitter.